different rings, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has appointed himself as Dr. Snide's assistant, and so he's practically a full-fledged dental man by now. He's equipped the store with a makeshift loudspeaker system for calling the doctors, and he's named Abner as the assistant's assistant. As we look in on the little community today, we find the members of the Golden Era Discussion Club and Dr. Snide gathered at Ulysses' home for their weekly meeting.
Yeah, that's it, Doc. Just sit right there. Well, I reckon we may as well get started with the meeting. We're all here, ain't we?
Yeah, we're all here.
All except Grand Theft Spears, but he's in Toledo.
Has anybody had a hearing from the old fella yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we finally got a postcard from him. All it said, though, was that he'd got there safe and that he was staying at a hotel.
He never said what hotel it was, though, and Lom says there's more likely 4 or 5 hotels there in Toledo.
Maybe even more than that.
Well, wasn't there a picture of the hotel on the postcard, Lom?
No, it just shows a picture of a cow that wins some kind of a prize at the Lucas County Fair one year. That don't tell us nothing about where Graham's at there.
No, it don't. He ain't entered in the stock show, I know.
Leastways, though, we know he's all right. He ain't been run over or nothing like that. Well, I reckon we may as well get started here. The 15th meeting of the... what are you doing there, Cedric?
Well, just eating some gumdrops, that's all.
Well, put them away. This is a time for culture, not gumdrops. You want to improve your ignorance like the rest of us, don't you?
Yes, Mom.
All right, then, pay attention. The 15th meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present or accounted for will please signify by the same sign. Better nudge Grandpa Master there, Abner.
Get off it, Grandpa.
Now, on account of having such a long meeting scheduled for tonight, I hereby make a motion that we illuminate the reading of the minutes. Motion carried.
Hey.
Tonight, fellow members, we have a great treat in store for each and every one of us. Due to circumstances over which Dr. Snide never got to give his lecture on the high-class culture subject of dentistry last week, he's going to give the same tonight.
Hooray!
And so, with no further to do, I hereby turn the meeting over to our good friend and fellow member, Dr. Samuel W. Snide. Put away them gumdrops, Cedric. All right, Doc, right up here.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Edwards. I wonder if there's some place where I can nail up this chart. I said this chart.
Oh, it's going to be an illustrated lecture.
Yes, the illustrated, that's right.
Yeah, well, Doc, I don't much think my woman, Carrie, wants you pounding nails and nothing around the living room here.
Well, here, maybe we can just hang the chart on the back of this tall chair here. Will that do, Doc?
Yes, that would be splendid, yes.
Yeah, help him with it there, Abner.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here, Doc, give it here.
Anything else you need for your lecture now, Doc?
No, that's all, Doc.
You want some gumdrops, Mr. Doc?
Why, do they stick to the teeth? I say, stick to the teeth?
Yes, Mom, they sure do.
Well, I better not risk it then.
Here, Doc, is that chart all right here now?
Yes, splendid.
All right, everybody quiet then. Proceed, Doc.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Edwards. I'm members of the Golden Era Discussion Club. In my lecture tonight, I will attempt to show the close relationship of dentistry and culture. I will show you why good teeth are necessary for clear, distinct, speech. First, let us consult the chart and grasp the cursory knowledge of the oral cavity. I said the oral cavity.
Yeah, let's do that. It's a good idea.
Now then, this area you see here, the shaded area, is called the gums. The gums, spelled G-U-M-S, gums.
You mean gums, Doc?
Abner, don't show your ignorance.
Well, we always called it gums, Lum.
That's old-timey. All us dentists call it gums now, I think.
That ain't the way it's spelled, though.
That don't make no difference. It's pronounced gums now. Precinct, Doc.
Yes. Are there any questions so far?
Yes, Mama, I got a question, Mr. Doc.
Splendid. What is it?
Am I eating goom drops? For goodness sake, Cedric. Heck up. Go on, Doc.
Yes, yes. Now, referring again to the chart now, right below the gooms, we have the teeth. The teeth, gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Each tooth, as indicated here, is composed of dentine, surrounded by the cement of the root and the enamel of the crown.
Well, just what do you mean by dentine, Doc? What is that?
Well, dentine?
Yeah.
Dentine is...
Oh, I know. It's some kind of chewing gum.
Abner, don't try to be so smart.
Well, dentine, as we dentists use the term, is... by George, that reminds me, I've got to make an important phone call. Patient, you know. Do you have a phone where I can talk privately, Mr. Quincy? I say, Mr. Quincy?
Why, yes, right out here in the hall, Doc, is a phone. You can just close the door there. You'll be alone.
Splendid. Excuse me, gentlemen. I'll be right back. You carry on for me, Mr. Edward, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll carry on. Well, I reckon that's what an assistant doctor's supposed to do anyway. All right, referring to the chart again, gentlemen. I say gentlemen. These things you see right here are known as teeth.
We've done been over that long.
Well, I just read you in that for it. Make sure everybody understands it. Do you understand it so far?
Yes, Mom.
Okay, here.
Good. Referring to the chart again, we have... these are the gooms up here, and these are the teeth here.
Gooms.
When you come right down to it, there ain't a whole lot more you can say about the subject. Wait a minute. Here comes Doc. He can explain all this I've been telling you. Better take over again, Doc.
Yes, Mr. Edward.
I explained everything to him.
Oh, that's fine. Well, how far did you go get on the chart?
Well, I got down to the teeth there.
Oh, that's splendid. Now then, the teeth are called by various names. I say names. Some are incisors, some by cusps.
Now, just a minute, Doc. You ain't answered my question yet.
I beg your pardon?
I asked you a while ago what dentine was.
Oh, yes. To be sure. Dentine is a calcareous material which composes the main part of the tooth, that is, the ivory.
I see. Okay.
Now then, some of the teeth are called incisors, some bicuspids, some canines, and others molars.
Now, which are which, Doc?
Which are which?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good question, Mr. Quincy. Very, very good. To the point. I like to think of the teeth as so many little men, so many little standing broad jumpers. By the way, did I show you, gentlemen, the medal on my watch chain?
Yeah, you showed that to us, Doc.
Well, I received that for winning second place in the standing broad jump when I was at high school.
Uh-huh.
6'2½", gentlemen, a noteworthy leap. I said a noteworthy leap.
Yeah, I know you said that before.
Yes, I was all bone and muscle those days. Not an ounce of fat on me. I say not an ounce.
Yeah, well, now, which teeth are which, Doc?
Yes, well, by rights, I should have won first place. An injustice was committed that day, gentlemen, an injustice. Would you gentlemen pardon me for just a second? I simply must make another phone call, another patient of mine.
No, go right ahead. I'll carry on for you again.
Yes, thank you. Won't be a second.
Yeah, let's see now. Getting back to the chart, maybe we ought to review again what we've learned so far. Now, up here is the gooms, and
we've heard all that 1,000 or 100 times.
It don't hurt to review this stuff again. Especially when you're going to work up to be my assistant's assistant, Dennis.
Well, why don't you just wait for Doc Snyder to come back, Plum? There's a fella that knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he did rattle off some pretty big words there. When you explained all about dentine.
Oh, he's brainy. There ain't no two ways about that.
Is he as brainy as Mr. Ulysses?
Oh, now, Cedric.
Well, Ulysses is brainy in a different way from Dr. Snyder, Cedric. You see, Ulysses is more the type that... Wait a minute. Here he comes back. Did you get your party all right, Doc?
Yes, all right. I did, yes. Now, let us continue now. Oh, wait. Did someone have a question?
Yeah, I did, Doc. I said, which teeth are which?
Oh, yes, I got it all. Well, these three back here are the molars. The next two are the bicuspids. And this is the canine or eye tooth. and these front ones are the Isaipas.
I see. Okay.
All standing in a row like so many little standing broad jumpers. By rights, I should be wearing the middle for first place, not second place.
Now, what makes Chief decay, Doc?
It was politics. That's what beat me. What did you say, Mr. Tracy?
I said, what makes teeth decay?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the answer to that question, the generally accepted answer, I say accepted answer, by George, that reminds me, I promised another patient I'd call tonight and see how they're getting along. Will you excuse me again, please?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Doc. Will you wait?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
He sure is doing a big business now. He works day and night.
Oh, yeah.
Phoning all the time.
Well, if you're a good, smart dentist like he is, you can get that much business.
Now, I wonder who this patient is he's talking to now, Ron. Let's open up the door and listen.
Oh, no, Abner, that ain't polite.
Well, if we're going to be assistant dentists, we ought to learn all we can about the work, Ron.
Granny, that's right.
Why, well, sure, we ought to know who this patient's there.
All right, then, but just open the door a little now. Don't listen too good.
No, we won't listen to this. Come on, sir.
Dr. Snarl again, Mrs. Simpson. Yes. Well, listen, Mrs. Simpson. Will you get that book on dentistry out of my room again and look up just one more thing for me? I promise this will be the last one, Mrs. Simpson. Yes, I think you'll find it on the third shelf.